In our previous talk, we spoke about noetic prayer. Noetic prayer is very sweet. It has many different flavors, and from within it still more arise, while others are added through theoria, divine contemplation. It is the most beautiful treasure a monk can possess in his life. We shall say a few words about this blessed prayer, and if any of the fathers has a further question or needs clarification, we shall address it. I insist and I implore you, help yourselves. Nothing is more beautiful or can give greater beauty and loveliness to your soul. Every effort, every act of forcing oneself, is difficult at first. Or rather, it is not truly difficult. The enemy of prayer may frighten us. That enemy is the devil, who does not want, cannot tolerate, and cannot endure hearing the name of Christ, hearing his name. This is what we chiefly call out when we rise for prayer, with the intention of settling ourselves into prayer. What does this mean? Even by itself, it brings calm and gives us a new breath of life. But you cannot imagine what riches lie within this prayer. Do you want awareness of your sins? You will find it. Do you want intimacy with God? You will attain it. Do you want peace? Whatever you ask God to grant, you will begin to take root and become a reality. What more can I say? I insist and I beg you. When our elder used to tell us one thing after another about prayer and say, strive earnestly, I found it difficult at first. I could not pronounce the name of Christ. The inner word seemed to say, this simply cannot be done. Mother, 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 I would say, Yanez is calling me. Do not be distressed, my dear father. Persevere here. The remainder of this passage is unclear in the Greek transcript. The opening words are unclear. We must somehow bring the mind down into the heart. No, blessed one, he would say. He simply stressed this necessity. We need prayer in order to attain prayer. It rests upon the gift of God, the remembrance of imprisonment, and the guarding of ourselves from all these various logismoi, these intrusive thoughts. The monk must begin with tears, and afterward be taught noetic prayer. It begins, of course, with a sincere disposition and a longing for salvation, the desire to find a way to become better, as I am purified from the passions through prayer or through some other virtue that serves as its bearer, I continue moving forward. Since I am responsible, I too must become something, just as when a person enters a school. I apply myself because I must receive my diploma, so that I can work somewhere, obtain some position, possess a certain dignity in society, and earn enough to live a comfortable life. After so many labors, should I fail to attain the goal? Should I make all this effort and still have to say that I never even laid a beginning? Forgive me. This is like the account in the Gerontocon that we heard a few days ago when Abba Menas was asked a question. Part of the account is unclear in the Greek transcript. At the moment of death, there is no longer time for metanoia, for repentance. Yet blessed indeed is the person who recognizes this and seeks forgiveness. And I do not know how many beatitudes we would need to add in order to give this case the emphasis and expression it deserves. We know that a person comes to the smallest details of this life. Certainly this is a sign and proof of a good nous, a sound spiritual intellect, and of spiritual discernment. It shows where salvation is to be found, in attuning oneself to this peace, as a gift born from the word of prayer, as Macarius the Great used to say. My children, perhaps we have gone a little further than necessary. Someone says, Geronta, I wanted to say something. We shall finish now, my dear one, because it cannot be otherwise. This is the allotted time, and my own little discourse must also come to an end. Continue attending the other lectures. Hold on to whatever questions you have, so that we may have a dialogue. Diadochus of Photik will confirm many things for us, and we shall enter more deeply into this spiritual state. The final phrase is unclear in the Greek transcript.